from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Friday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Thank God we grow stuff and sell it to the world, eh?
I reckon commodity prices. Now, my interest was piqued yesterday in this ANZ commodity price index because, of course, it was timely that we were speaking yesterday morning about the merchandise terms of trade for the first quarter. And I think I recall I alluded to the recent strength we've seen in commodity prices because, of course, we're in the second quarter now, being a sort of a harbinger of continued optimism for terms of trade and our export prospects. So the ANZ Commodity Price Index for May lifted 1.3% month on month, which in itself isn't particularly momentous, a 1.3% gain, but that's the eighth consecutive monthly lift. So it's now at record highs. Now, admittedly, there's a couple of things, currency strength taking a little bit of a gloss off the index in New Zealand dollar terms, and another important input into the whole sort of commodity price environment is shipping costs, and the rises there have been eye-watering, but we are seeing some evidence of those starting to stabilise as well. Now, we talked yesterday about the commodity mix of our exports, dairy top of the pile, then meat, forestry, and I'm just looking at the recent experience of those commodities. Dairy, this is within the ANZ commodity price, and it's relatively stable, but at great price levels. We see evidence of that through the Global Dairy Trade Index. But meat up 1.4%, horticulture up 1.7%, forestry up 3.3%. This is within the commodity price index. Pretty much all, key numbers for our export mix. And here's rounded out, though, a fascinating number here, Mike. Aluminium, think of the smelter, up 5.6% in May, now up 65% on a year ago. So will that strength in that aluminium price change some of those decisions around the future of Tiwai? There's something to think about.
I reckon. Now, I've been fascinated personally with the AMC thing, and I can't work out how it works. And they're a movie theatre, biggest movie chain in the world, but their stock has been sort of, I can't explain it. How do you explain it?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they do here. So we're going to have to go on a bit of a tutorial here, Mike. So what they call the meme stocks up and running again. Now, old guy like me, Mike, we have to run pretty hard sometimes to keep up with these new terms. But that's good, though. Keeps you current, keeps you fresh. So what exactly is a meme stock? Well, earlier this year, we saw that period of crazy trading in US markets and a bunch of companies. Remember the whole GameStop thing when the retail traders were taking on the short sellers? So these meme stocks, these are companies and accompanying price movements driven not by all this boring old stuff like valuations and expected earnings and revenue. Now, the meme stocks are being shunted around by that good old fundamental forces of social media hype and online forums, creating this sort of crazy casino effect. So, what companies are we talking about? Well, previously it was Tesla, GameStop, but now you're onto BlackBerry, Bed Bath & Beyond, AMC Entertainment. So there's this danger here. We're now revisiting what wasn't share market's proudest moment. I don't think it's all brewing again. AMC Entertainment. Mike, yes, the price action over the last week or so, talking about daily moves here, last Monday, I think up 13%, then up 20%, then up 19%, then up 35%, bit of a pause last Friday, then up another 23%, and here you go, 2 days ago, share price up 95%. Now, the share price overnight has fallen 23%. That's because AMC, who really cares when you're dealing with this, but they're involved in the movie business, they have decided the share price is that high, they're going to sell some stock off. But you've seen a 600% price increase in the stock over the month of May. And it's not just AMC. Bed Bath & Beyond up 62% the night before last. BlackBerry has doubled in price. That's crazy stuff. Even last night, Elon Musk was tweeting about Baby Shark.
He's an idiot. He's a dangerous idiot. When he tweets, idiots listen to him, and that's what drives this.
Samsung publishing share price went up. So I just want to remind people out there that there's real stuff happening. We've got employment numbers coming, real stuff. Mm. But that's all just so last decade, isn't it, Mike? So non-farm payrolls this weekend, I'll stick to looking at that, okay?
Good. And the thing that worries me about it, AMC have gone out and raised money on it. So they've gone, look at my stock and I'll borrow some more money. And that's the crazy thing about it. Anyway, what are the numbers?
Oh, yeah, let's just move into the weekend, shall we? 34,600 on the Dow Jones, which is unchanged. We call it. S&P 500, 4200, down 7. And the NASDAQ, 13,638, which is down 118 points. FTSE 100, 7064, down 44. The Nikkei, 29,058, up 112. Shanghai Composite, down 13, 3584. The ASX 200, 7260 gained 42 points yesterday. The NZX 50 lost 10, 12,429. Now, a bit of movement in the currency overnight, Mike. Strength in the US dollar, Kiwi off a cent, 0.7130. Remember, it was over 73 cents. 0.9319 against the Aussie, 0.5881 euro, 0.5060 pounds, 78.62 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,872.28. And Brent crude just coming back a little bit, $71.15.
You have a great weekend, mate. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz.